really important about it, I think, was already brought out in the message of that. Our God is not triune mainly for us to just understand or study who he is. Because we can't understand that God can be three and one at the same time. Anyways, but he's not triune for our theological study, for our doctrinal understanding. There's so much studies, like in the creeds, the Christian fathers, they study this all the time. But studying the triune God will not bring us the eternal blessing. This verse makes it very clear. Our God is triune for our enjoyment, for our appreciation, and for our partaking of him. There's even a wonderful phrase, I think, earlier that says, anyways, it's somewhere in the reading that says, the Lord, he has gone through the process. He, in his divine trinity, he has done so much. And what is our response? I think we even touched it this morning. He has done everything for us. So what is our rightful response? It's to partake and enjoy. Not to try to understand or do so much, but just to enjoy who he is. So we see here, once again, each of the three in the Trinity, there's a different particular aspect, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. So here we see that God the Father, he's the source of the blessing. He is love itself. But when this love is expressed, it's grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, how does this love and grace get to us? It's the fellowship of the Holy Spirit flowing this morning. There's even a verse underneath that, I'll just read it. Psalm 36, 8 through 9. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see life. So our triune God, he's one God, but yet he flows in these three distinct stages, in that he is the source as the fountain, he's the flow to reach us, and then he's a river that we can drink of and partake of. Amen. And not even that, it's not just that he's our blessing so that we can merely enjoy him, but even we were touching this morning, he gets into us, he's dispensing himself into us, right, that we could become something. So it says the grace of, I noticed this as I was enjoying this verse, he is grace to us, he's love to us, he's the fellowship, not just merely for our enjoyment, but that even we would partake of this and even become these things as well. Amen. When we were with others, they would touch the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the eternal blessing. Not merely that we would just get something, but that we'd enjoy this real and living person as we were singing this morning, and that we would even become the same as this person. This is the eternal blessing. And then finally, I'd like to touch Revelation 20 through 1 through 2. How about we read? Actually, let's just read verse 1. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of his street. You see, just verse 1, sorry. You see, even in this verse, you see the entire divine Trinity. You see that there's the throne of God and of the Lamb. God is the source, and then God is shining through the Lamb, our Redeemer, as the Lamb to the whole city. And then out from this throne, there's a river of water of life. That's the Spirit reaching us. So there's one very important point in, I think it was the last day of this week, which is that if we want to enjoy this eternal blessing, we need to recognize that the throne and the river are inseparable.
Right.
In fact, I think it says in one of the portions, the goal and issue of our experience of the light and the redeeming blood. For sure, Christ's redemption, our being forgiven of our sins, is definitely part of this eternal blessing. But the goal of that is not merely that we just, I'm free of guilt, I can just enjoy my life, but it's so that we would be brought under the throne of God, under the Lord's authority. But when we're brought under the throne, there's the river. And then the more that we're under the river, the more we are under the throne. So I think this is another point that I really hope that would be brought out more this morning, which is that for us to enjoy this eternal blessing, we need to be brought under the throne of God. We need to be under the Lord's authority. In fact, it says he is in Revelation 21 and 22, he mentions that he is the lamp. He's the light shining in the city. And this light will shine in us and reveal. There's a lot of, on a regular basis, I'm exposed. There's a lot of things in my being that are not under the Lord's throne. And so therefore, the Lord has no way to bless me, to dispense into me in particular ways. So, anyways, may we never forget the throne and the river always go together.
Amen.
And with the throne and the river, there is the eternal blessing. The Lord wants to bless us with the, with Himself, to dispense Himself into us. But the way that we cooperate is to first just come to Him, partake of Him, just enjoy, not try to understand so much. And then after that, we need to be under the throne of God.
Amen.
So anyways, I'll open this up for the rest of the saints.
Amen.
Amen. We could keep our sharing to 3 minutes.
So I like the opening. The title says, "The Blessing of the Triune God." How does He bless us? How does He bless us? Well, the number 6 shows us, and the title shows us, and all the verses show us. So let's open up some of the verses and the title. So that He blesses us through, right through the divine dispensing of His divine Trinity into us, into us. Now that's the general statement. So He blesses us by dispensing Himself in His divine Trinity into us. Of course, this is for our enjoyment.
Amen.
For our enjoyment.
Amen.
So let's take some of the. I like all the verses this week. Let's take numbers 6. I think it's on page 3, day 2 or 3, numbers 627. 627. So this is Jehovah speaking. It's not Moses speaking. Moses was commanded by Jehovah to say, to speak to Aaron and his sons this way. So this is Jehovah speaking. He says, will you help me, John? Right there. So shall
they put my name upon the children of Israel.
Amen.
That I myself may bless them.
Amen.
So so shall they put my name upon the children of Israel.
Amen.
That I may bless them. That I may bless them. Number 6. Can I face you, John? right there. That's already sweeter.
Amen.
Right? It's already more friendly.
Amen.
It's more pleasant. Right, John?
Yes.
More pleasant.
Amen.
This is the dispensing of the divine Trinity into us.
Amen.
He says, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. So, right there is the divine Trinity. Jehovah. This is number 6. Jehovah. Jehovah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Bless you.
Amen.
And keep you.
Amen.
Make His face shine upon you. Amen. I'm almost done. And be gracious to you.
Amen.
And lift up his countenance upon you.
Amen.
And give you peace.
Amen.
This is the dispensing in this one set of verses, the triune God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah.
Amen.
Bless you. Make his face shine upon you.
Amen.
Aren't we shining, John?
Amen.
Isn't this a blessing?
Yes.
This time? Amen. This time? And lift up his countenance? How can we help but not smile?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, this is so we're kept. We're full of grace. We're enjoying the triune God. And we're at peace.
Amen.
Aren't you at peace, John?
Yes.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Thank you, saints.
I hope we won't be scared by this title, right? A lot of divine, dispensing, Trinity, economy, seems are all very abstract. But actually, if we read this this week's message, we know this truth is not for doctrine. It's
right.
Really for our very practical church life or Christian life. And it's really, I enjoy Brother Jerry's sure opening word at the beginning. God is not trying that he won't be able to dispense himself to us. And the blessing he want to give us really is not something outside of himself. If he just want to give us our blessing, you don't need to be trying. And I think this message, actually, to me, I think it's really, really practical. And I hope I'm not jumping too fast, but you know, at the end, the very last Roman numeral 6 say, sometimes when we consider our situation, we may be disappointed and feel that we do not have anything. It may seem to us that everything under the sun and everything in the spiritual field is vanity of vanities. We may feel that nothing is real, not even the church life. What should we do when we feel this way? We should turn to the triune God.
Amen.
He is our real blessing and portion. I will stop reading it. And what I feel, what is very practical is, whether you sometimes feel this way, or to me, or sometimes, not just sometimes, very often feel this way. I think if we feel this way, is we just miss the mark. We feel we need to have some kind of our blessing from the Lord. But when we have that kind of feeling, we need to be adjust. We really need to turn to the triune God and realize what the triune God really want to bless us. It's really himself. I'll just very briefly share this, and hopefully we see the universal blessing God wanted to us is really himself.
Amen.
I agree with Brother Carol that this message is quite abstract, but it is not for theological study. Praise the Lord that this message is for us to participate in, to experience, to enjoy, and to possess the process of God now and for eternity. Praise the Lord that we have seen that eternal blessing, which is in three aspects. The love of God, the grace of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have three references that all point to these three aspects of God Himself as the eternal blessing for us.
Amen.
And also I enjoy that the ministry word says that anything besides God is vanity. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And I enjoy Psalm 16:2, which says that no good I have beyond you. We have no good beyond God. We have no good beyond Jehovah. And He's not only good, He's also so real to us. He's the reality to us. There are many great men throughout history, but only Jesus can say that I am the way, the reality, and life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that He is the reality to us.
Amen.
And this eternal blessing came to us, reached us when we were dead in sins, and convinced us. And this drawing God still comes to us every day today, in our everyday life, in our family life, our marriage life, in our studying, our working, in also in our relationship, through His divine dispensation. Without this dispensation, we would be so poor. We would be very poor people on earth. Everything in our life would just be vanities without the divine dispensation. Amen. I also thank God that He has gone through a process. He manized Himself. I love the word manized, and also love the word God does. He God does us. He's making us God-man. Praise the Lord that He is drawing us to come to Him to partake of this divine dispensation. Amen.
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 I also praise the Lord for the word that reminds us to pray for the blessing of being kept absolutely in the dispensation of the Triune God. I especially like the word to be kept absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Kept absolutely. Not just kept, but kept absolutely. So that we can have the circulation and the transmission. Circulation is a very wonderful word. And then also like the symbol of the spiritual pulse that is mentioned in the spiritual, in the ministry, this week's ministry. So each of us can testify that sometimes we have very strong spiritual pulse. We feel that we are burning for the Lord. We have burning love for the Lord. But sometimes we have weak pulse. The weak pulse is a sign that we need to return to the Lord. We need to come to the throne.
Amen.
So that we can immediately enjoy the river of water of life.
Amen.
And that river of water of life will water the dry places in our hearts.
Amen.
And last but not least, I enjoy the portion that says, we must enjoy and be blessed with the process and inner circulating Triune God day by day.
Amen.
So that we may dispense Him as the unique blessing.
Amen.
Of the of the universe into others.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So our enjoyment is not just for ourselves, not for our own individual enjoyment, for our own sake, but we also need to dispense Himself into others. And for God's purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
John 1:17 says, for the law was given through Moses, and grace and reality came through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this verse kind of implies that we were given something through Jesus Christ, right? Something that wasn't in the law that was found in Moses. And if you read the footnote for grace in that verse, it says it's what enables us to enjoy God. And we saw in this week that grace is actually God Himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Lord Himself given to us as life to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And, you know, there's a phrase here that says, the more we suffer, the more grace we enjoy. And so it kind of reminded me of a hymn, 732, the first line says, He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
Amen.
So I just pray that, you know, day by day we would experience Him as grace to us. And the other thing I just wanted to quickly touch upon is
this matter of two circulations. So on the one hand, we have a physical circulation, right, which is our blood, and it allows our physical body to live. But on the other hand, we have a spiritual circulation, which keeps our spiritual life alive. And it's actually very possible for a spiritual life to die if this spiritual circulation is cut off. And it says in day 5 that we must see that the entire church life depends on 2 Corinthians 13:14. Right? And and it's kind of crazy, right? The entire church life depends on this one church, right? The grace of the love of the Father, the grace of the Son, and the fellowship of the Spirit to flow as a current within our spirit. And this current is very important because without it, everything that we try to do in regards to the church life, it becomes empty. Right? If we don't have the flow, it becomes empty. May we have this current as our spiritual pulse, and may we not forget about our spiritual circulation.
Amen.
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 I like that same portion in day 5, seeing that there's this divine circulation happening, and that our entire Christian life and our church life depends on this spiritual circulation. Mm-hmm. And it's just so wonderful to see that this circulation is the blessing of the triune God. It's just God being dispensed into us. But what I also appreciated was seeing that this is the same thing is seen in Revelation chapter 22 with the river. And in day 6, it says that if we have this stream, we also have fellowship with all the members of the city. For this stream brings us to every part of the city. And I just appreciated seeing that we're learning to remain, that the stream, the river of water of life, proceeds out of the throne of God. So we realize in order for the circulation to continue to flow in us, we need to learn to be under the throne, under the headship of God. And so the way we speak to our spouses, the way we speak to our children, the way we conduct ourselves, there's so many different things that can cut off this flow in our being. But as we learn to care for our conscience, as we learn to care for this flowing, then this flow actually brings us into fellowship with all the members. And that's the reality of our church life. And so and what Sister Burl said, as we are learning to be in this flow, it's not just for us, it's to me, for you. We're learning to speak forth this blessing of the triune God into one another. And this is what brings in what's on God's heart, the consummation of the building, the new Jerusalem. And so this one part, it said, this street is the fellowship. Amen. I may serve with a brother every day and even live with him, but I cannot fellowship with him and he cannot fellowship with me unless we are enjoying the river of water of life.
Amen.
And so I just, as we are under the throne, we are all in the same river. We are in this fellowship. And this fellowship is the reality of our Christian life and of our church life.
Amen.
Amen.
I was just actually helped by the saints sharing. Actually, I just read some of the psalms Sister Barrett just cited. So the Psalm 16 reads, "Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I say to Jehovah, you are my Lord. No good have I beyond you."
Amen.
"As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent. All my delights is in them."
Amen.
"The sorrows of them who bartered for some other god will be multiplied. Their drink offerings of blood I will not offer, nor will I take up their name upon my lips." So yeah, I just read this psalm. It's a really, nourished me. So I think, in the church meetings, it's just some flow, so we'll get nourished. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not really sure what I enjoyed this week. I enjoyed actually the same thing Esther shared in the end of her speaking. If we have the stream, if we have fellowship of all the members of the body, and the speaking, kind of the reading, talking about how we might live with a brother and interact with him, but if we don't have the flow, what we have is just empty and it's dead. And I think that this has just kind of been my experience recently, where I think there's so many times when I want to have fellowship with someone or I want to interact, and then I realize that even the interaction is completely dead, and I wonder, like, why? And I realize it's because I'm not enjoying the inner things. I'm not enjoying the flow. And what really touched me is that actually we want to touch the other saints in an inner way.
Amen.
I think that line really, that those words just got to me, like, in an inner way. I'm a pretty friendly person, I think. I like to talk to a lot of people. But it's not the same thing as being social. The church life is not a social group. And I think sometimes it's easy for us, even if we know in our head, we're brothers and sisters, but what does it practically mean to be in fellowship of one another? It's not enough to just, joke around and be nice and get boba together or. But actually, there's something way, way deeper in here. It's a flow of fellowship and a flow of a living person within us and a person that needs to flow between us. And I realized that, I felt really condemned, that there's so many interactions where I feel like, I'm doing the right thing by being with this person or trying to interact with them. But actually, I'm not even enjoying the Lord. And if that person's not enjoying the Lord, even if they are, then I come and I come to them, then I'm just going to deaden them. And so I just was really touched and even impressed and, burdened that, we want to be with one another. We want to be built up together. We want to have fellowship. We want to be one body, knit together in love. But where does this love come from? And if this love doesn't have any source, it doesn't come from an internal source, it doesn't flow in this one river, then it's nothing. It means nothing to the Lord.
Right.
And then I guess another thing I really enjoyed was this matter of God being triune. It almost feels weird to use the word heresy in the modern day, but it's like, why is it such a big deal if some Christians don't think God is triune, right? I remember, growing up, not being a Christian, but even just wondering, why was that such a big deal to the Christians? And just came to the church, why does it matter if God is the Father and the Son and the Spirit? But saints, actually, this is such an important thing for our experience, because he's not just triune just because it's fun and theologically interesting. He's triune in his very nature, and touches me. His very nature is made to dispense himself into us. Everything about God wants to be with man. So there's this triune God, because without this Trinity, without this triuneness, is that the right word? Triuneness. There is no dispensing, there's no contact with man. But our God, his very nature, Father, Son, and Spirit, all three parts want to be dispensed into man. And that's why this is so important, saints. And so I guess what I'm also realizing, just from this week, is actually the matter. Sorry, I'm almost done too. The triuneness of our God is not something very light. Actually, that's something that was really impressing to me. It's not just a theological matter where we know our God is triune. Because why does it matter otherwise? Like, who cares? Right? Why would God? God doesn't tell us every single thing in the universe. So everything in the Bible is super important for us to understand. that we have to understand China is God for our enjoyment and experiencing Him in that way.
Yeah, I really like enjoyed how like the message just like throughout this week is like very consistent. Like how the Father is a source, right? He's a fountain, and then the Son is the spring, right? And then the Spirit is the flow of the spring. I especially enjoyed day 6 and the verse Revelation chapter 22 verses 1 to 2. It says, "And He showed me a river of water of life proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of the street." And I really enjoyed the paragraph, like how we need to have the flow of this stream, and like the reality of that, how like we are brothers and sisters, and when we have fellowship is that we have this stream flowing, and that, you know, in order to have the reality of this like contact inwardly, it's all about the flow of the stream, right? And there are just like so many things in our lives, in our ordinary living, that can cut this flow off, right? And it's all about who is on the throne. Is it the Lord Himself, or is it ourselves? By default, you know, every day when we wake up, I think, you know, the condition is that we're on the throne, not the Lord. If we don't start the day off with the Lord, right, you know, that's always going to be the situation, really. But what should we do when we don't have this flow, right? We need to go to the Lord to contact Him, because He's a lamp and He will enlighten us and bring us into the light of God. When He is on the throne, right, He will cause us to realize His headship and lordship and to submit ourselves to His authority. And the issue of experiencing the Lord in this way is the wonderful flow. And it's just like, I feel the Lord wants to like be on the throne and for us to have this flow in all details of our ordinary living. Right. Even in the way I realize, like in the way I like react to things, right? Like, you know, maybe something is funny and then I laugh at it, and then it's just like, why not laugh at it? Because it's funny. But, you know, but even in that, right, you know, I realize that like, in the way I react in these subtle ways, right? The Lord, I can feel an inward reality and person inside me, you know, like setting a boundary, constricting me in some kind of way. Do not overstep this boundary, even in the way I react and to the extent I react in everything in my life.
Right.
And really praise the Lord that He's really just a reality and a person inside us.
Amen.
The title, you know, the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity for the divine economy. And I also enjoy the subtitle, which I appreciate Brother Tom sharing about this. Oh, the eternal blessing of trying God through and into. You know, these prepositions are so key. And when I was in the denomination, I always hear the word divine Trinity, and I get scared because I don't really understand it at all. And it would just go right by my mind, you know, right through. But when I came into the Lord's recovery, and Brother Lee was sharing about this, the divine dispensing, the drawing of the divine Trinity for the divine economy, and he shared, you know, in essence, God is one. But in His economy, to fulfill His economy, to accomplish His divine economy, He is three. But in essence, He is one. So the issue in Christianity is they teach the three person, and that's not right. Because He is essentially one in essence.
Amen.
But in economy, economically, He is three. So He is in different stages. And then so in that verse in Micah 5, I so enjoy this. His goings forth from ancient times, from days of eternity, through the Son, in the Spirit, to reach man. But since I just very much enjoyed, I just want to just quickly mention that, you know, Apostle Paul saw all this. And Apostle Paul appreciated the Old Testament. And then he was given the revelation of the New Testament. And in Ephesians, Apostle Paul says in Ephesians verse 1, chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies, in Christ." And then he goes on to tell you that we receive from the Father many blessings. All the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies has been bestowed on every genuine believer. And you see the ones, you know, you are chosen before the foundation, predestinated unto sonship, graced in the beloved. You know, all these are blessings. But the greatest of all blessings is this blessing, which is God wants to give himself to us.
Amen.
He wants to put himself in us and constitute us with himself. This is the greatest blessing. And this is the divine dispensing of the divine trinity for the divine. Because through this, he can put himself into you and me. And then saints, what touched me also is there was something else I forgot. But amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate it. God's goal and his economy, right? And all God wants to do is give himself to us. As our sister just shared, God wants to constitute us with himself.
Amen.
Right? He wants all of us to enjoy him. And for this reason, God is, you know, he's triune. He's the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Of course, I think for us it may be hard to understand, you know, God being triune, but it's not merely for our theological study, right? It's more for us to enjoy the Lord. If we see that the Father is the source and the Son is the course, right, and the Spirit is the spring, we should just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for all that he's done just to get himself into us. I appreciated one point that time exists just so that God can dispense himself into us. Brother Lee was really helping us to be simplified, to see what is the purpose of our existence. What is time for? What is all of this for? It's so simple. God just wants to dispense himself into us day by day. And so we need to be the ones who are open to this dispensing. And not only day by day, but moment by moment. Right? Whatever we may be doing, we should just be turning to the Lord. Lord, I just need you right now. Lord, dispense. Flow into me. And I was really touched by the Apostle Paul. Every time I read, you know, the New Testament, Paul is just so inclusive. Right? And this blessing in 2 Corinthians 13:14. If you read this verse, it ends with, I enjoy these four words, be with you all. Right? Paul saw that, you know, the dispensing didn't just stop with him. There's a need to bring others into this dispensing, right? To bring others into the presence of God and to get God into them. And so, therefore, he can say, be with you all. Why? Because God's goal is the body of Christ. So from this Roman numeral, I enjoyed this section. I think Sister Beryl read it already. It said, we must enjoy and be blessed with the processed and inner circulating trying God day by day. And it continues, so that we may dispense him into others. Right? So the dispensing doesn't stop with us. We need to dispense him into others. Paul, towards the end of his life, he had the realization in Philippians 1:25, to go and be with Christ is far better. But he chose to remain with the believers for their progress and joy of the faith, right? I think we all need to have the same vision, right? Not just for our own personal enjoyment, but God's goal is the body of Christ. We need to be channels through which He can dispense. He can continue to flow Himself out. This blessing of Abraham is to all the nations. May we have such a view that God wants to reach others, and we could become a blessing. We could bless others with the triune God. We can dispense God into people.
I really appreciate this week that is operating in us. And day 5 says this operating of God is very quiet, but very vigorous and efficient. The current of electricity is the operating of the electricity. The love, grace, and fellowship moving within us form a kind of current within us. This current is the circulation of the divine Trinity. No matter how we feel, the Lord is operating in us. And in any situation, the Lord is operating in us.
Amen. Amen.
I really love the word eternal. I still remember when I was saved, when I was 25. I thought that I have seen all the vanity of vanity in the world. So I really felt that I lived in a huge treasure can. So it's really a blessing that we can turn to the Lord. But then, gradually I found that it really takes our whole life to realize that His blessing is eternal and His blessing is non-material. Because I think that probably at some point we realize that, the world is vanity, vanity. But if we don't pay the price, actually, gradually we are still one with God. So I really appreciate Brother Tom mentioned about this Numbers 6:23-26. It mentioned about Jehovah bless us and keep us. That is related to the Father. And Jehovah make His face shine upon us. And be gracious to us. That's related to the Son. And 26, verse 26, Jehovah lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. That's related to the Spirit. And the same thing, actually similar, well, the same. It is mentioned in Corinthians 13:14. So it says that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So as Michelle shared about electricity, I really think that, very often he works quietly in us, and we really need to see the throne, right? So that we can actively turn to Him. And I just feel that, now living in this world situation, like so many things, it's not just like, okay, so we are going to live in the divine living stream. I feel that we really need to struggle, really need to fight against the current, to fight against the world situation so that we can be in this flow. Recently, me and my colleagues, I'm not into this at all. But my colleagues, they all talk about this, how do you call it? Like chat GPT. So, even as professors, we are thinking about, writing recommendation letters using chat GPT. And students, they are trying to use it to, but then when we think about this, it's like, at some point, we really need to praise the Lord. Say that, Lord, we are not in that realm. We are in the spiritual realm. And we have spirit. And we want to exercise our spirit. No matter what the world is, Lord, keep us away from those worldly things. Because eventually they are all vanity of vanity. They probably can help us a little bit temporarily. But, you know, they are not eternal. May we all be preserved in the Lord.
Amen.
I was reading something related to the throne. I think it very much relates to this week. But there was a portion, it says the throne has a source, and the throne is the source. And the throne has a goal, and the throne is the goal. I appreciate it. You know, the throne in the New Jerusalem is at the highest point, right? Everything, actually in a sense you could say it's the center of the New Jerusalem. Everything is proceeding out of the throne. It's the source of God's administration, right, in the entire, in eternity, right? But actually there's a, praise the Lord, this isn't just like a normal throne, right? There's a river from this throne. Like, that's just such a wonderful picture. Like, what sort of throne has a river? And this river is a river of water of life, right? Bright as crystal. And then out of it, there's the tree of life, right? But I think some of the saints shared on it, but this river flows in the middle of the street throughout the entire city, right? So actually, and in the New Jerusalem, as if you're on the street, right, actually you're brought back to the throne. So actually everything proceeding out of the throne is to bring you back to the throne. And I just really appreciate it in the context of the title, right? The eternal blessing of the triune God through the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity into us for the accomplishing of his divine economy. Right? Actually, there's an issue, and that actually brings us back to the throne, right? It's fulfilling his economy by his dispensing himself into us. And I just really appreciate, you know, this is what we see, right? This is such a clear picture in the New Jerusalem. But actually, we really have this experience today. I think many of the saints have brought out, actually, the throne is in us, right? And we all have this experience of, actually, when we're not under the throne, actually, right, we're not experiencing the Lord's dispensing. But when we're under the Lord's headship, right, when we're in his light, when we're experiencing his shining, actually, he's able to dispense himself into us. And this flows. Actually, this keeps us in the throne. This keeps us in the river, right? It reaches others. And then it brings us back into this, under the throne. So praise the Lord for this dispensing.
Amen. Amen.
I grew up with a sibling of seven. Brother Michael and I are the youngest one. But he's the youngest, so he's wiser than me.
We have eight.
For this seven, I learned another life lesson. Just recently, I learned another life lesson from my elder sister. So to say that, you know, is vanity of vanity, I think I have a little bit credit to say that. My age and then what I see. My elder sister is, they all come to USA to study in UPenn. They graduate to be a lawyer and physician. And my brother-in-law eventually become a medical professor in the UPenn. Ann Arbor, University of Michigan. And so he loved to do the research. So eventually, and he specialized in kidney. So he developed a very powerful drug for the kidney patient. But on the year of he is 60 years old, he got a very terrible car accident, and he couldn't really push the research going forward for the clinical trial. And my sister is a lawyer, we study in the law, but she picked up all the research herself and eventually make it happen to push the drug into the market. So they are very proud people, but they miss the meaning. is God, because we have been trying to preach the gospel, but I really wish she could have this portion of blessing. Because without this, you really don't know meaning of life. They are very successful. They become, you could see that it's the upper class of this society. Alright? The quote, the money they have, the money come in very late because all the things happened to them. So the money come in when they were 70. But then they hit the pandemic. They couldn't travel, go enjoy the money. Now they couldn't, they hit 80 something years old. And then they become very depression because the economy is so bad now. So they are very disappointed on the society. So they were affected by the whole environment. So the point I see is little money, it bothers you. A lot of money, it still bothers you. Because they have a lot of money. The IRS owns them 2 million. Okay? So I'm telling you, they do have a lot of money, but they don't have time to spend it. And the money gives them a lot of trouble. I'm not kidding you. They always fight with, they're always troubled by the money. Because it's just a lot of things happen around the money. So I'm telling you, we are very blessed to have this, to under this divine dispense, the sovereignty of this life. Okay, without this life, you don't know how to enjoy what you have. And you probably miss the point of what you have. And so what I'm learning is, little money is a trouble. A lot of money is also a trouble. But under the God's guidance, He knows when is the time when you should have. Really, we are under Him. If you see the point, why we have this life is, we are under His guidance. Okay? He knows the timing. We usually try to pursue with our speed the fortune we want. But without Him, you don't enjoy what you have. So it's not like we don't need a material thing. But material thing is coming from Him, you have the peace, you have the wisdom how to use it. And let me tell you, I saw their life is so miserable. In my eye, they are really miserable people. Because they don't have peace. They don't have happiness. But they do have a lot of money. But what's the point? You don't have time to enjoy. You don't have the wisdom to know how to distribute it. You know what I mean? So I really, what my point is, we are blessed. We are really blessed. So I really don't think, you know, material is our satisfaction. It's really vanity of vanity. And don't envy what people have. You have to treasure what you have. And I think what we have is this real life, this living person deep within us. And I'm very blessed by this life that I have. And when I saw them, their life, I was like, Lord. So I've been praying for them because this is only salvation can save their life. They have a lot, they have a status, they have all the other people want to envy. The young one need to probably want to have their life. But once you have that life without God, it's really miserable. Amen.
Real quick. It's just a subtle point. I just found very enlightening to me. It's actually the connection between the number six that we just read to the last verse that Paul writes to the Corinthians, right? But one point I just realized is actually, when Moses blesses to the Israel, it's actually come from Jehovah. It's not Moses trying to use this word to bless Israel. It's Jehovah spoken to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his son. So you can tell this is God's intention. This is what God wants to do. God wants to bless himself with these three aspects to his children. You can say children of Israel at that point. But come back to the verse from the Second Corinthians. We know the Second Corinthians is autobiography for the Paul. He, as a New Testament believer, received this blessing personally. So you can say God's intention is accomplished in Paul, and he says that word by his own personal experience, by receiving the trying God from Old Testament to the New Testament. And today we receive all this. Everyone can be Paul. Everyone can experience the trying God in this way. Father, the Son, and the Spirit. I just feel like this is very enlightening. From the Old Testament, right now we're in the New Testament, we should all get into this, and really, like Paul has experienced, we all need to experience this personally.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Go ahead.
I really enjoyed from day's three portion that the Lord is our real blessing.
Amen.
In Numbers 6:23-26, like the Lord isn't talking about blessing us with a great job or like an education or great family life. It's not these outward things, but the Lord is just talking about blessing us with the trying God Himself dispensed into us. And a verse that I enjoyed from a hymn this week was, "If I gain the world, the loss of Savior, where my life is living for a day, are all earthly pleasures worth comparing for a moment with a Christ-filled life?" So we could have these seeming, quote-unquote, like, blessings outwardly, but if we don't have the Lord Himself, we're not really blessed. But praise the Lord that we have the trying God, and we have Him as our real blessing and portion.
Amen.
I'll just give myself a timer here. You know, this matter of the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity, it came out, several of us, we mentioned that this is not for theological study.
Right.
And I used to apply this to others, but I'm realizing, I'm being helped to see, I need to apply this to myself. Actually, we could speak a lot about this and even miss the entire point. And I just realized, me, all of us, we need to enjoy the trying God.
Amen.
We need to stay under the divine dispensing.
Yes.
You know, our sister mentioned we are the most blessed people. Absolutely true. But it's not because we just know about this. It's not just because we're under the speaking of the ministry. But it's hopefully because all of us, we're experiencing the triune God, His dispensing into us in our daily living. And so, anyways, I appreciate all the sharing, drawing from our experiences this week. And I'll just share a little bit of what I appreciated. And in number 6, it starts off with Jehovah bless you and keep you. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is ascribed to God the Father. You know, our Father, He has the keeping power.
Amen.
In John 17, the Lord prayed to the Father, not that we would be delivered out of the world, but that we would be what? Kept out of the hands of the evil one.
Amen.
We can pray this.
Amen.
We can ask the Father to keep us out of the hands of the evil one. And in 1 John, we see actually the whole world lies in the evil one. And so day by day, when we're in this world, we really need to pray desperately, Father, keep me out of the hands of the evil one. And then if you look in Jude 24, I really appreciate it. On one hand, you know, we have the Father's keeping power. But on the other hand, in Jude, it tells us, keep yourselves in the love of God. So we have a certain responsibility. We can keep ourselves in the love of God. And actually, if you see the context of that verse, how do we do that? It's just praying in the Holy Spirit. So when we pray, brothers and sisters, we need to pray so that we can activate the Father's keeping power in a very practical way, actually, to keep ourselves in the love of God is just to tell the Lord, I love you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Don't you have this experience? Actually, I'm endeavoring to practice this in my daily living.
Amen.
You know, before I do something,
Amen.
Right? Before I go to my phone and everything is so automatic with us now, right? Before I do that, I just say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Isn't this your experience? The more we tell the Lord we love Him, oh, the more we are kept in the love of God, and the more we are preserved by His keeping power. We are preserved and kept from being in the hands of the evil one. Okay, so this is the wonderful keeping power of our Father. And then on the matter of the Son, praise the Lord, right? His face, right? Jehovah, His face, what? Shines upon us. And to be gracious to us, right? And we see actually in Exodus, this bread of the presence is translated actually the face bread.
Amen.
So this bread that we enjoy, right, in God's house is actually the presence of God, and it's even His face. And so we know from the New Testament, what is the bread? The bread is just the Word. So when we come to the Word of God, we can what? Have the FaceTime with Jesus.
Amen.
We can enjoy His presence. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is the way for Him to be gracious to us.
Amen.
To be in His presence. We need to what? Daily enjoy the Word.
Amen.
Enjoy the bread of His presence.
Amen.
So that He could shine upon us.
Amen.
Right? That we could receive the grace and reality that came through Jesus Christ. Right? So I was just reminded again this week. Right? Oh, I just need to spend more time in the Word.
Amen.
Right? To receive, right, His wonderful presence. This becomes a salvation to us. And then finally, all the saints we brought up, right? This last point on Jehovah lifting up His countenance. All right, and His peace, right, giving of His peace to us. And we see this connection with Revelation 22. Again, this is so applicable in our daily living. I appreciate what our brother shared in the beginning, right? The throne and the river are inseparable, right? And so for us, right, to enjoy this flowing triune God, we need to see, where is it coming out from? Right? It comes out from the throne of the God and the Lamb.
Amen.
So in our experience, we need to take Christ as our head. Right? We need to be brought under the throne. And this, again, is very practical. I had a short experience this week. And Tuesday, some of us were over at the Wangs for a meal and the prayer meeting. And our sister bought this wonderful pizza, right? And it was delicious, right? And then as I started reaching for my second slice, oh, there's a feeling within me. No, right? What is that from? That's from the throne.
Yeah.
You know, some of us are chuckling, but really, this is a practical experience, right? When we're about to, right, turn left, you know, it's funny, Brother Ron talks about Euclid, right? You know, for me, actually, it's the left when you're leaving the meeting hall and you're turning left at that plaza with ShopRite. I forgot what that road is. But there's a left turn light there. And sometimes, you know, the yellow is there and you just want to... But the throne says no, right? And we have an opportunity there to what? To be under His divine dispensing. And we just have the experience, right? When we say amen to the throne, right, the Lord is able to dispense more of Himself into us. And it's not just merely a matter of what's right and what's wrong, but again, to tie everything together, we realize this is an opportunity to enjoy this eternal blessing, right? When we're sitting at that light, waiting patiently, we can enjoy the eternal blessing. Right? We could be under the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. Right? So may we learn how to live under the throne, enjoying the river of water of life. And this would even help us, right, to live according to his divine nature. So anyways, I'll just stop here, but I just again appreciate it. This is not, all of this is not for our mere theological understanding, but it's really for our experience and our enjoyment today.
Amen.
Amen.
God's intention and goal is to do one thing. Dispense himself into his chosen elect.
Amen.
At least we all got this, right? Saints, do you have God's dispensing now? Really? Dispensing is by a flow, and that flow is from the throne. Have you ever realized that flow also carries something through the throne? When you say, I have the flow, I'm under his dispensing by this flow, then his sovereignty along with his authority will also come with the flow.
Right.
We all got saved, right? So for sure, we have his dispensing now. But when we say he's continuous dispensing himself into us, into where, which part of ourself, he already resides in our spirit, right? Isn't that his dispensing done already? So he's doing something more other than the spirit. And I believe we all have some knowledge. Now he's dispensing himself into our soul, into our will, into our emotion, and even into our troubling mind. That's why I'm asking all of us, are you under his dispensing into your soul? It's not that easy. Because we have been made as a man with free will, unless we cooperate, he cannot do the second stage of his dispensing. Sadly to say, there are millions of millions of Christians on the earth. They only experience the first stage of dispensing, just receiving his salvation in their spirit. Today, when we say we are blessed, you must realize we are blessed because we are experiencing the second stage of his dispensing. And now it becomes so critical. Are you willing to cooperate? Are you? As we are praying for our daily life, right? We should pray for this dispensing. That we would have a submissive will. And we would have a loving emotion, and we would have sober-minded for his dispensing. Sadly to say, saints, in our daily life, you have to check with yourself. Not much receiving or dispensing. It's because the flow is cut. Electricity, right? What happened when the electricity was switched off? What happened? Immediately, what happened?
Darkness.
Have you realized that? When this divine electricity shuts off, you and I immediately in the darkness. In ourselves, it is a darkness. That's why we need to call. the calling becomes so saving to us.
Amen.
When you have that electricity on all the time, you would have that consciousness of life. You would have that consciousness of love, and you would have that consciousness of faith. Now, in order for us to be maintained in constantly in this dispensing, you have to exercise two excellent virtues that we have received when we are in Christ. Do you know that two excellent virtues? One is faith. One is love. Okay? Faith is to really substantiate what the Triune God was doing into our spirit and for His transmission into our soul. And of course, love. Talk about enjoyment of Triune God, right? We have to love Him. Do you love Him, saints? Really? How you love Him? How do you love Him? Love Him. You have to be willing to spend time with Him. Right?
Right.
You know, that yesterday there's a saint come to fellowship with us. And he was burdened with all the burden that church gave it to him. And he said, "Brother, I feel like I'm going to be burned out." I say, "How come? I have this burden, I have that burden, and they put me to the a new locality to take care of the saints." I say, "Whatever burden that you had now, you must put on top of it. It's another burden. It's to spend time with the Lord." If you spend all other time to do any other things and you don't spend time with the Lord, just forget about it. Okay? Do you really love the Lord, saints? Do you really spend time with the Lord? You have to check with yourself, with the Lord, and with yourself. For sure, if you don't do that, God's intention and goal will not be able to dispense Himself into us. Remember, you know, this week I got touched to word. Man's eyes. God's eyes. God's intention is He went through incarnation to be man's eyes. N-A-N-I-Z-E. Nanzai. So that we can be God's eyes. G-O-D-I-Z-E. By what? By this dispensing.
Right.
Who are you? I will be God. If you see that you are God, you're changed. You won't behave, you do not behave like that. You forgot about who you are. What do you think God's intention for this dispensing is? To make you and me God,
right,
in life and nature.
Right.
We all heard this already. I hope to impress you this morning a little bit more.
Amen.
So, open to this dispensing. Open to His whatever arrangement in your daily life. May God gain us.
Amen.
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 Touch us, Lord.
Amen.
would not turn to you.
Amen.
I mean, we may repent and turn to you, Lord.
Amen.
Come back to you.
Amen.
Be in your dispensing.
Amen.
In your mingling.
Amen.
But so that we could love you, Lord.
Amen.
Spend time with you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Lord, do draw us back in every situation.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make us one.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, make us you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do your inward reality.
Amen.
Really experience the constricting and restricting life, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Help us to redeem time, Lord.
Amen.
Because we only have time.
Yes.
In time that we can receive your dispensing.
Amen.
Gain us this week, Lord.
Amen.
We are open to your dispensing.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, make us the wise virgin.
Amen.
Oh, to spend time with you.
Amen.
Oh, to buy the oil.
Amen.
Oh, to bring the divine dispensing of the divine energy.
Amen.
We don't want to be the foolish virgin.
Amen.
Dear brother and sister, today is our responsibility to clean up the whole meeting hall. The duty as follow. P13 is responsible for vacuuming three halls, including the main entry and hallway. We need five persons. Who can volunteer? Please raise the hand. P13. I need to clean up the bathroom and the reception area, and also watering the flower. P14, I need to clean up all the individually children rooms, and also including the children bathroom and children kitchen. Thank you, Saints.
Amen.
Good job. Do you remember Josh Wayne? He has three children.
I'm finished. I can tell.